Time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Your Fairfield area weather forecast for the day calling for sunny skies with a high near 49. We'll have a full forecast after the news. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting. Our lead story. According to the mayor of Bone Gap, a boil order has been issued from the Christian Church on State Street South in Bone Gap. Customers in the affected area should boil water to be used for human consumption. The boil order is in effect until further notice. More news after this.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Get on target with Ultra Products. With over 47 years of experience as a full-line archery store, they have all your hunting needs, including bows by Elite, PSE, Bear, Diamond, crossbows by Raven, Mission, Barnett, 10 Point, Horton, and Excalibur, ammo, tree stands, clothing, mug boots, and much more. Call them at 842-5796 or hunt for them 2 miles north of the Fairfield Huts, behind the White House with the white fence. Open 8:30 to 6 weekdays and 8 to 12 on Saturdays.
And now, the rest of the news. Daylight savings time comes to an end this weekend. At 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 3rd, or before going to bed on Saturday night, people should turn their clocks back 1 hour. The purpose of daylight savings time is to make better use of daylight. By moving clocks ahead 1 hour during the summer months, 1 hour of daylight is moved from the morning to the evening. Daylight savings time will begin again on March 8th. The Illinois Fire Safety Alliance reminds people to check their smoke and carbon monoxide alarms when setting their clocks back this weekend as well. The National Fire Protection Association reports 71% of smoke alarms which failed to operate in residential fires had missing, disconnected, or dead batteries. To that end, the General Assembly has passed a law requiring state residents to install alarms with 10-year sealed batteries by the end of 2022. Some exceptions are allowed, including for homes built after 1988 with hardwired smoke alarms and homes with wireless integrated alarms. The FCHS Mules will take on the Alton Marquette Explorers tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the train yard in Fairfield. Due to IHSA broadcast regulations, WFIW will not be video streaming the contest. However, our radio broadcast will begin at 1:45 p.m. on 104.9 FM WFIW and WFIWradio.com. On-demand playback of regular season games will be made available on the sports video page of our website once the football season comes to an official end. The high school says gates will open at noon, and per IHSA rules, admissions will be $5 for everyone with the exception of babies in arms. The Fairfield Public School District 112 held an active shooter drill yesterday afternoon. Superintendent Dr. Scott England explains the reasoning behind the drill.
So it's one of those things that I hear a lot. Like, okay. You know, why are we having to do this? Doesn't this cause more stress on students? And so, I mean, I guess the answer to that is it has the possibility anytime you have a drill to cause more stress on students. Mm-hmm. But that's the same whether it's a fire drill or tornado drill. I mean, anytime that you are sounding some kind of alarm and practicing, it has the potential. But you don't want to be caught in the event of something. I mean, we do have to practice a law enforcement drill. New this year was that we had to practice this drill within the first 90 days of school, and it had to be with the participation of our first responders, our law enforcement, our fire. And so in talking with Chief Cole Clasier, we do have a crisis team. We set it for Friday, November 1st, and, you know, we felt it was a good time to go ahead and practice this drill, and we kept it very low-key.
Dr. England says the drill was held on a Friday because the children would be slightly more relaxed and ready to go home. Fairfield Scouts 173 Pack and Troop will be holding a fundraiser breakfast and lunch in conjunction with the annual Christmas Craft and Vendor Fair at the Wayne County Fairgrounds today. The fair will be running from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. in the Floral Hall. The Scouts will be providing food inside the Floral Hall, as well as offering a drive-through for anyone not attending the craft fair, but who would like a meal to go. The Scouts will be serving breakfast beginning around 7:30 a.m. Breakfast includes your choice of pancakes and sausages, or biscuits and gravy with potatoes. Sausage biscuit sandwiches will also be available, as well as juice, milk, or coffee. Breakfast will be served from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m., and lunch service will also be provided. They will be serving pork burgers or pork burger meals, including chips and a drink. Lunch will run from 11 to 1 p.m., and the Scouts are raising funds to purchase a cargo trailer to store their equipment in. They have worked hard all fall and are still finding new ways to raise money and will love the support of the community today at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Floral Hall. Breakfast and lunch from 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dine in or drive through. The Mount Erie Elementary PTO will host their annual live auction fundraiser today at Mount Erie Elementary School. A supper including fried fish, chicken strips, french fries, baked beans, slaw, drinks, and dessert will start at 5. The auction will begin at 6, and donated items will be sold to the highest bidder. Students are selling advanced meal tickets for $10 to adults and $5 to children, and ticket prices at the door will be $11 for adults and $6 for children, though kids under 3 may eat for free. Funds from the night will go to support student activities and purchases for the school. And lower bills are on the way for Ameren Illinois Electric customers. The change comes due to a decrease in the price of wholesale electricity, which is purchased for Ameren Illinois customers through a competitive procurement. Utility spokesman Marcy Lynn Love says the supply costs are passed along to customers on a dollar-for-dollar basis with no markup or profit.
That's one of the benefits of having a competitive process in order to get your supply rates. So the reduction is due to a decrease in the overall wholesale cost of electricity. And there are a number of factors that go into that, including supply, demand, and fuel costs. But what we can say is that customers who get their supply from Ameren Illinois are benefiting.
The new lower rate, effective in October, is listed as the Basic Generation Services charge on energy bills. A typical resident customer who uses 10,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per year will see an annual savings of about $22, according to Love. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's angry over recent corruption scandals in the Illinois legislature. Kim Howard reports.
A few lawmakers and local officials have been under investigation, and arrests have been made in some cases. Governor Pritzker strongly criticizes their abuse of power.
I'm angry, frankly, and I'm disgusted by these people who take advantage of the public, who take public office and think that this is okay.
The governor says he's glad corrupt officials are being caught. A number of ethics reform proposals have emerged this week in light of the latest corruption investigations. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Farmers and conservation officials are still looking for some clarity as it relates to growing industrial hemp in Illinois.
But the rules still aren't out for industrial hemp. And so I know there's been a lot of interest here in Illinois for that, and we still have to learn here at NRCS just exactly how growing that crop might fit in with a conservation system. You know, how much residue is going to be left out there. What's that going to mean for soil erosion? So we still have a lot to learn about that, but I expect those rules will be coming out again very soon, just within the next few weeks.
That's Ivan Dozer, who serves as state conservationist with the Illinois NRCS State Office. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 21.16 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 7.02 feet, and the Little Wabash below Clay City is at 15.14 feet. Bombas Creek at Browns reads 3.70 feet, and the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 18.79 feet. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
No more suffering through repair bills. No more just plain unreliable washers and dryers. Speed Queen is now offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all its home laundry products at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Our Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs start at $1,700 at Rush Appliance, and you can choose from top loading, front loading, and stacking. So come see me, Sean Rush, for superior performing laundry products with 10-year warranties and superior customer service and support at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 88-year-old Fairfield resident Rosemary Freeman died at 9:50 p.m. on Tuesday, October 29th at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She had worked as an LPN at FMH for 20 years. Rosemary Freeman is survived by a daughter, Sandra Goldman, of Fairfield, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and half-brother Russ Lentz of Highland. Funeral services for Rosemary Freeman will be held at noon on Monday, November 4th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time, and burial will be in the Mount Pleasant Cemetery in Griffin, Indiana. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 93-year-old infield resident Garrett F. South died Thursday morning, October 31st, at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a farmer. Garrett South is survived by his wife Dorothy, brother Carol South of Infield, sister Phyllis Sanders of Norris City, and many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Garrett South will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 4th at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield. Burial will be in the Little Zion Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday at the funeral home. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW. Memorials are suggested for the upkeep of Mill Shoals Township Cemeteries. Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Dale Edward Bernard died at 5:35 p.m. on Thursday, October 31st at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. He worked at Tamarack Oil Company for 38 years. Dale Bernard is survived by sons Roy Bernard of Mount Vernon and Robert and Danny Bernard of Fairfield. Eight grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, brother Bob Bernard of Sims, sister Sharon Zimmerman of DuCoin, brother-in-law Dennis Brown of Fairfield and Donald Brown of Mississippi, sister-in-law Joyce Bernard of Hosington, Kansas, and Carolyn Dye of Fairfield, Catherine Rush of Springerton, Linda Balsover of Fairfield, and Barbara Merritt of Fairfield, as well as many nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Dale Bernard will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, November 5th at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be in Oak Valley Cemetery with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post, No. 176 American Legion, and the Wayne County Post, No. 4535 VFW. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until service time. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And 91-year-old Leonard Harper, formerly of Fairfield, died at 10:33 a.m. on Thursday, October 31st at Stearns Nursing and Rehab in Granite City, Illinois. Services are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. And just a reminder, obituaries are updated regularly at our website, wfiwradio.com. Again, today's Fairfield area weather forecast calling for sunny skies with a high near 49. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours, and you're in love. Oh. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Hello, how are you?
At Wabash Communications Co-op, our goal is simple, to keep rural people connected. And today, we are doing just that, better than ever, by delivering the latest technology and 24/7 support only a local provider can offer. We offer internet speeds up to 1 gig, video, voice, and home monitoring. Wabash continues the commitment we started back in 1952 to deliver a great connection to the most important people we know, our customers. Happy National Co-op Month from everyone at Wabash.
Here's a look at the Fairfield area weather for the rest of the day. Sunny skies with a high about 49, but I think we'll actually get to about the low 50s, actually. Should be nice weather for those area high school playoff football games. Tonight, fair skies, a low of 28. Sunday, sunny, high of 52. For Monday, mostly sunny, high of 56. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 56. Wednesday, just a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, partly sunny, high of 56. And then for Thursday, a chance of showers, partly sunny. But actually, we're going to drop back down to the 40s. Calling for a forecast high of 45. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 51. Our low this morning was 33. And currently in Fairfield, underneath, the sun's rising over to the east. So we'll say sunny skies for now. It is 34 at the radio station just east of Fairfield.